me doesn't make sense. And then I question it accurately to say, but read, is this the truth?
Yeah, I suggest that because, to my knowledge, it's not true. They are supposed to be having a separate firearm register, whether they've got one or whether they've got 5,000 like in number. But I think we need to check on it. The one thing that I want, that I think is missing in terms of the observations on, under that point, is the fact that we also expressed our concern about the fact that there were so many firearms and that they were not destructive. That they were not sent this through for destruction, yeah.
So,
Members expressed their concern about the high number of firearms in the sub-13 store and questioned the reason for them not being sent through for destruction.
Point 3.4. I see something here that doesn't change. The last paragraph. The previous store commander acknowledged that he did not complete the proper handover to the new store commander. He stated that he had not received the proper handover when he took over the store from the previous store commander who was deceased. Now, how would you have given a proper handover if he's dead?
I don't think we need to put it in because the reason wasn't because he was deceased. The reason was they didn't give a handover. He died after the handover.
Commissioner can preempt it. So I think we just end there.
And then observations and that sentence, poor management at all levels seem to be the root of the problem. I think the root cause. The root cause of the problem, or the cause of the problem, I don't know. But the root, I don't know.
And heading that's standing on its own there on the bottom. Just move it over. Very last holding cell, the officer in command.
First paragraph, detectives, the last sentence, 20 detectives were removed from this function to form part of the crime watch office. I don't know what is this, but their dockets remained with the detectives that were left, I think behind or something like that. Crime intelligence office. Okay. A possible juvenile. You know, I'm just, what is a juvenile?
What?
A juvenile. Because surely there will be a difference between a juvenile and a child. And we get worried if it is a child, then just to call it a juvenile, because a juvenile may necessarily not be a child, maybe somewhat above 18 years. Talking as to what exactly did we mean there. I just want us to be sure as to whether we're talking about a juvenile or we're talking about a child, because if you read the content of contents of that, it is suggesting that it was rather a child than. Thank you, Jefferson. And then, of course, the sentence, the cells were generally clean and in good condition, aside for dripping toilets. I'm not sure whether that is correct. That is correct English, if it can be probably put in a manner that is, means what we want to mean there. And then, I don't know, but as a management problem at station, I would have said that the acting station commander refused to say whether he was acting or whether he had been appointed to the position, stating that this was for the provincial office to answer. And then it says committee members were extremely concerned about the mismanagement of the police station, which had led to the problems at the station not being effectively addressed. I would have either removed that or make it a new paragraph, because somehow I think it's not that connected with what we're discussing above. Because it's about the replacement, it's about the station commander, the paragraph, and then suddenly it talks to management. Either we remove it or we make it a separate paragraph. And then lastly, that paragraph underneath it one, it's sentence number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. It was imperative that the correct station commander, it was imperative that the station commander be appointed to fulfill this important function. I would have probably said the correct but the station commander be appointed to fulfill this important function. Thank you.
Starting on that point, I think the reason why we set the correct station commander is that at that point in time, if I remember correctly, as a small delegation, we didn't feel that the acting station commander is the correct person either. And that's why we set the correct station commander. So I would ask the Honourable Shikunga to withdraw that change, that we actually keep it in. In terms of the juvenile chairperson, it was, I don't quite understand, but because it was a person either 17 or 18 years old, it wasn't a person 10 or 11 years old. And I think that's why it was referred to juvenile. I'm not sure. Sorry, just one more change. Disciplined members would. Second paragraph under 5, second sentence, there's just a typo there. Disciplined members would drop the L.
Yeah, I
just SMS'd Debbie Schaefer because she worked there on that bill, and she said there's really no difference unless they are distinguishing between young children and older children. It would be referred to as a juvenile. So that's exactly the point you just made, so I agree with that. I think it's because it was so close to being an adult, they weren't quite sure. And it's hard to refer to a 70-year-old as a child. You know, you think of a 10-year-old. But a juvenile is a child, but in that sense, it's referring to an older teenager. But Chair, I also had one query that I don't understand. I'm sure maybe Honourable Annelise understands. Under 6, it says the provincial office and then flash. They flash people? What is that? I don't understand.
I can't remember the exact, but it's firearms, liquor, and something that it sounds. No, it's not sexual harassment. So, but the point is that somewhere again we need to, because we talk about flash earlier on in the document as well, on page 4, for instance, at the top, we also talk about flash, is that we can get the correct.
Send it out once?
Yeah.
Okay, I will understand. But a juvenile might be somebody ranging from age of a child to just above the age of a child. That will be a juvenile. And the treatment of a 21-year-old who is arrested is not the same as the treatment of a child in the according to Act, in 17 and below 18 downwards. And I think the content of this paragraph, it talks to a child, where you expect the police officer to phone the parents to come so that they are not in prison, because that is what the Act says. They should not be, even the Constitution. But if you're talking about a juvenile, we actually might, that paragraph, therefore, might not be necessarily correct. I think this was, we were worried because we thought this was, that was a child. Then just a teenager, for instance, because a 19-year-old somebody will still be a teenager, but a 19-year-old somebody will still be a juvenile, but not a child.
If you look at this thing, to me, this was a juvenile. The mere fact that they say, whilst the police were not convinced that he was a juvenile. A juvenile is somebody between 12, 17, 18. It's a young teenager, but you see, because, looking from what I read here, I was not there, but from what I read here, it means this person, this child, was big enough to be not a juvenile. That is why they were not sure. Because if it's a 10-year-old, you don't have to be upset. You know, this is a 10-year-old, it's a child. But this one, to me, is a juvenile. That's why they were not sure whether, which category, if or if. juvenile is somebody between 12 years of age up to 21 or so. Yeah. But you see, there are two types. There are juveniles who by law must be, you don't need parents consent to be in prison. That is those from 18 years upwards. But there are those who are younger, where you need parents to be involved.
According to South African Act, a child is defined. Somebody below 18 years. So 17 years and 12, 9 months and what, 11 months and so on, that will be a child. And that is where you have to ensure that they don't go to prison. You inform the parents and so on. And that is why I'm asking as to what is it that we mean by a child, a juvenile. Because for me, a juvenile, if you go to juvenile sections in prison, you will still get people who are above the age of a child. For me, a child would have made sense in this paragraph.
I think therefore a 17-year-old is not a juvenile.
A 17-year-old is a juvenile, but an 18-year-old is a juvenile, but not a child. According to Act.
It's just great. This was not a child in this sense. This was a juvenile. Which, if you want to give another description, is a child, but is a 17-year-old. That's why they were not sure to which category he belonged, because of the probably the size and everything. So he was a juvenile.
Can I make a suggestion? Those that were part of this delegation need to advise us what actually happened there. We were not there. Honourable for
that? No, that's exactly why I made the point that he was a juvenile, because he was. On the bridge of, we couldn't determine whether he was 16 or 18.
Yeah.
Now, once they're 18, they can be locked up with adults. That's what the law says. But for us, he clearly was younger than 18. The police said they couldn't see it. When they phoned the mother, she confirmed, in fact, that he was under age. But he was 16, 17 years old. I really don't. I know this. In fact, if one look at the Child Justice Act, I think where they say it's considered that a child can't commit a crime, it's under the age of 10. That's what they define it as. Can commit crimes. But I'm neither you nor there about it. The fact of the matter is, it wasn't an adult. It was a teenager in his late teens. Definitely not in his early teens.
You're saying that juvenile is okay? Neither here nor there.
I think what we've got to be careful about is if we say child, then it seems like it was a 12-year-old or a 10-year-old, and that might, for somebody reading it, be a serious allegation against the police in terms of this issue. It still is a serious allegation, but this guy was. It could be possible for somebody not to see him as a child.
So, I mean, I think.
What is it? I completely disagree though. A child is somebody who should, a child, go to the constitution. It says a child in it doesn't talk about the age. And a child in terms of the law is defined as somebody below 18 years. That is a child. Once it is a child, you don't take them to prison. But if you're saying juvenile, it can be anything. And you may not necessarily phone parents if it is somebody above 18. Why do we worry about phoning parents if it is somebody who is above 18, who is therefore not a child? Because you will not phone parents normally. And that is why I thought this was talking to a child, then a juvenile or a teenager for that matter, or an adolescent for that matter, as defined. Because that is too broad, it covers many things. but I would still take. But the, for me to say on intervention by a member, his parents were phoned, and his and his mother came to the police station. It's because members thought that the parents had not been phoned, because according to Child Act, parents must be phoned and children must not be sent to cells. They must not be arrested, and that is why we raised this as an issue and went on to explain it this way. Otherwise, you would not do it for a 19-year-old. Whilst you will still not mix 19-year-old with adult prisoners, but you will still not worry too. You can, but it's not like it's imperative. The Act says you must phone. I think we're raising this because this was a child according to Child Act and defining the child from up to. Then if you want to know to how old was the child, then you can check. But we can take this. But I think I just agree with the word.
Okay, so we agree we leave the word juvenile. There's some discussion that can take place. But should we leave it at that, eh?
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else on page 8? Page 9. Page 9. Page 10. On the other side of page 9. Okay, so no other changes. Can we then agree that we adopt this report together with the various changes that have been made? Okay, can somebody move for adoption? Somebody can second, please. Honorable Zubin, you want to second, please? You'll second. Oh, you weren't there. Oh, honorable. Okay. Fine. This report then is adopted. Okay. Should do the KZN report? The report of the Portfolio Committee on Oversight Visit to KwaZulu-Natal Police Stations, namely Tubatuba, Mangeni, Kaweni, Escort, Kwamashu, and Chatsworth. Okay. Can we do that station? I'm trying to see if the committee section can help me get coffee because I can't leave. All right, let's start on this report, page 1. Honorable Malabasi.
Thank you. My initials are MA.
Who, really? What?
My initials are MA, not PD.
Oh, MA. The KwaZulu-Natal oversight visit. Okay, we're moving on page 1, eh? Honorable Khalabam and then Honorable Dugan.
If one looks at the main paragraph, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines down, the Child Justice Act were being implemented effectively. I think runs a bit better there. And then if you go down another 3 lines, meetings the committee held with the CPS, that's plural, but in brackets you've got community policing forum, that's singular. So it has to be community police fora, which would make it plural, to go with the initials. And then under oversight visits to Mtubatuba, the U would be small. And ditto on the first line. In the very last paragraph, I've got, subsequently the committee was told that 16 people had been trained on the Domestic Violence Act. I've got a question, not a suggestion for any corrections, and maybe this would go through you to the chair. I'm looking under 1.4 about the cells conditions, about the business of the police cells, people being kept in the cells because the correctional facilities were overcrowded. Now, the chair and I, certainly, I don't know if anybody else is there, but we sat in the correctional services meetings. And we raised exactly this, and I was wondering if this should not be brought to the attention of correctional services. They seemed a bit horrified when they heard this. I think they weren't quite even believing us, but I think they should actually have this report.
Mm-hmm. Any other changes on page 3? None? Page 4? Page 4, nothing. Page 5? Yes, the plural and room. Wait. At the beginning, the station did not have an interview. Did not have interviewing or spoke meeting room.
I've noticed in all of these minutes there are certain things that were supposed to have been sent to the committee, or the committee was supposed to write a letter, etc. So not any corrections I'm going to bring for the minutes, but I'm just wondering in all these minutes that we've adopted, there are certain things that were supposed to have happened. And I'm not too sure how those things can be isolated and flagged, because whether all those things, I wouldn't know. But I just thought I'd raise that. Honourable George?
In fact,
as well as looking at the situation, I was wondering, there are a lot of things outstanding. We look at the MINAP, we look at this thing. I was wondering when, as the committee, for instance, if you look at Mtubatuba police station, we made serious recommendations because of the situation there. When are we going to get a report and probably discuss that report? Since we left Mtubatuba, what has been done and so on and so on. I'm just agreeing, but I'm not sure we can do that now, because now we are meant to adopt these reports. But I was just saying that probably sometime next year we need to look back and say, even the reports which are outstanding, which were promised by the police, this one and this one, with some of them in the minutes, we need now to check, have we got those reports so that we examine them. But I don't think we can. But I'm just saying, I agree with the chair, we need to start looking at it so that when we visit a police station, people must have hope. If we visit a police station, we say, look, we did all the things, and then 2 years, 3 years down the line, nothing happened. We come back, say, after 4 years, they will not take us serious.
I don't know whether we're discussing that issue now, but if we are, then I've got a suggestion to make, but if we are not, which we most probably will have to do, rather do after we've adopted all these things, but if we're not, okay, you want us to do it now. Okay. I agree with the Honourable George, and I mean, I think it's good that we went through the minutes because it reminds you about those things. And I would think one way of dealing with it is that we ask the Secretary, after we've adopted all the reports and the minutes, to go through them and make a list of the things, a list of information that we're waiting for from SAPS. She can indicate where we've received them. Information where we would just want a report or whatever the case may be, but make a list of the outstanding matters. so that when we get back next year, that we can actually start enacting those issues. So, you know, otherwise, why are we going through this exercise of adopting all these minutes? And there are many, many, many outstanding matters.
Yeah, Chairperson, my only challenge is that I came straight from my car to here, and the report that I read through and corrected and made corrections on is in my office. But we have made follow-ups to this, with particularly case at NM Mpumalanga, to ask questions based on this report. And after this, I think what we need to do, the secretary should forward all the responses to members, because there have been some even responses for that matter on some of these issues that are here. So we did need follow-ups on behalf of the portfolio committee on all these issues that are in these reports. Some they have responded to, others they are saying reports should follow, but we have done that. So I think after this, when we think we are settled, then we are actually going to go to the secretaries and meet these reports available to members, including questions that were asked by members, blah, blah, blah.
Okay, so let's hold back on that for now.
Yeah.
But I think, honourable for that.
No, Chair, I think it's good that we hold back, but I think there's got to be a comparison done. On those that we have received something, there might still be some outstanding. But then there's another issue, and those are recommendations that we've made. What happened to those recommendations? So there should also be a list of the recommendations that were made so that we can follow up on those. Some of it might be work for ourselves. It might be relooking an act or regulation in an act or something like that. So I think there would be no harm in actually going through an exercise like that. As I said in the beginning, where there are answers, the committee secretary can just indicate, you know, they have responded and forwarded to us.
Yeah, I think I emailed the chair a couple of weeks ago saying, look, I wonder if we couldn't get, but do we have a researcher anymore? Who do we have? Anybody? Okay, it's not Annalise, but I mean, I'm sure we must have somebody somewhere who does. I mean, it's really not, it is something that a researcher needs to just sit and go through page after page, go through, make a list of everything that needs to be followed up so we can address this, you know, at the beginning of next year. I think that should just be something that somebody who is employed by this committee should be doing. Yes?
Can I make a suggestion that we just hold off on this discussion now, but I think it's important that we've raised it.
Yeah.
And I think that obviously the chairperson of the committee together would obviously delegate whoever is necessary, whether it be the secretary of the committee or whoever, just to isolate particularly those issues that are outstanding. But I guess it would be important that as members of the committee ourselves are also updated on which issues have been addressed and which haven't. So can we leave it at that?
Yeah.
All right. Is that okay?
Mm-hmm.
What else you call it?
That is why, Chairperson, I think that maybe even if we move quicker on other issues on this report, but maybe we need to look on the recommendations that we're making so that they are possible. I'm just reading these recommendations. Some are concerns, they're not recommendations in the manner in which they are raised, so that we don't, our document is not found by the ICT and they say how your recommendations are as equally weak as ours, if not worse. So I think if we can just go through the recommendations and actually check as to whether this is exactly what we want on a particular station signature.
Let's move on page 6. Anything else on page 6?
On page 5.
Oh, page 5.
1.7, I think we must say SAP is 13 stores. Otherwise, it seems like it's a
1.7,
SAP is 13 stores.
Heading.
Yeah. And then the fourth last sentence, however, the shortage of human and physical resources. Shortages of human and physical? I'm asking the English speakers. the fourth line from the bottom on page 5. However, the shortages of human and physical resources, it's both. Is it fine? Okay. That's what I will.
This issue of the SAPS 13, we've just passed another, I was fishing madly, this draft report, whatever, oversight KwaZulu-Natal, they referred in this one to, where's it gone? Loss of firearms at section 13 stores. Now that's in this one, which has got to be wrong. And elsewhere in this report, it calls SAP 13, SAP. So the correct term would be SAPS 13 stores, yes? So I think if we can just, everywhere it refers to, not section 13, must be SAPS with an S, 13 stores, just throughout. I think that will do it.
Actually, SAP 13.
Okay, so then it's got to come, the S has got to come, that's why I was checking, because I knew Annelise would know, but then the 1.7, the S has come out.
SAP 13 stores? And we need to make sure in the previous report that is reflected as well. Anything else on page 5? Conclusion obviously goes to page 6. Okay, anything else on page 5, page 6? Honourable Panaik.
The first bullet under the proposal and recommendations are not really a recommendation. The community police forum requested more knowledge to be provided regarding its mandate and responsibilities to enable it to respond to questions posed by community. So what? It's not a recommendation unless we say something needs to be done about it. And we haven't.
I think we can actually recommend that all CPFs should be trained, because that was an obvious challenge in most of the police stations. They also raised it that they've not been trained ever since they were elected, many of the stations. So probably it should be done, that there must be a way of training them, but keeping records of CPFs that have been trained, if we are to keep this one. And then the second one, Chairperson, the committee recommended that trauma rooms should be constructed to deal immediately with sexual and domestic related cases. I think first they are using victim support rooms or centers, victim support rooms. And one would imagine that we can recommend that they be prioritized, their construction or establishment should be prioritized. I don't know, I think so. And then the Domestic Violence Act regulations, I think that one is in the standing orders that they must be kept and be made accessible. The only thing is that it is not happening. I don't know as to how best can we put it, but surely as it is not a recommendation.
Come in there. Yeah, on that bullet, I think what we should say there is that the standing orders regarding the Domestic Violence Act be followed to the T, and that management ensure the adherence to the standing order. Because otherwise, you know, for each of these recommendations, we must almost ask, so what? You know, who's going to do what about it? So I would suggest to you, if that covers Comrade Cindy, the Honourable Chikungwe, that we say that the standing orders regarding the Domestic Violence Act be followed. I'm looking for something better than to the T. Follow to the letter, and that management ensure adherence to these standing orders.
The
then the next one, due to misuse of police vehicles, it was recommended that an effective vehicle control system should be developed. I think they have, but the only thing is that it's not implemented and it is not managed. It's not properly monitored. So I think we should place a law. There are many of them for that matter, but they're not properly implemented, they're not properly monitored. So, effective vehicle control system should be implemented and effectively managed or monitored.
And properly managed.
But there's already an AVL system.
But it's not managed.
No, it's not implemented often either.
It's not properly implemented.
I think also the one thing that we're missing in our recommendations is something that we all feel strong about, that there were consequences for those who are not adhering to these things, whether they are managers or whether they're the users of the vehicles. It doesn't matter.
Chairperson, I wanted to understand, what does it mean? Does it mean that the committee must give them a generator? I just wanted to understand what does it mean. The committee was requested to assist in providing a generator.
Yeah, Chairperson, the issue here is that, for instance, Mtuba Tuba is rural and they frequently experience these electricity cutoffs. And when that happens, there's no backup system, you know, to at least to provide light during the night. And that is what they were requesting. Now, the unfortunate thing, it is written here as if it is the portfolio committee that must do that. But probably the portfolio committee should make a recommendation to say where there is frequency in this challenge, where it is frequent, then maybe the department might have to look into something like providing generators, backup systems, electricity backup systems such as generators and so on and so forth. I don't know. But I think that is what they were crying for, that they work throughout the night without electricity. They use candles and so on and so forth.
And then, if I might say, that would be another action step that would be on the list of things that this committee should see to. But I've got one further down, I don't know.
Chairperson, I understand the explanation, but let me say, in 10 years' time when I'm reading this thing, what would it mean? Would it mean that the committee should have provided a generator? That's my question. Because it says that to me. If the way it's been written now, it says that to me. But I understand the discussion that we're having here, but the way the message has been portrayed, it's something else.
And you are worried that you might be asked if you did provide the generator. Honorable talk.
I think what we should do
was to say that the committee to recommend the department to provide Mtuba Tuba with a generator, a backup generator, because that's what we requested, that's what we said. No. Not that we ourselves are going to provide them. We recommend to the department to provide Mtuba Tuba police station with a generator in the light of the electrical problem in the area.
You know, Honorable Lekeza, but the Honorable Chukunga was saying as well that perhaps we should be saying that the SAPS should provide generators, in particular to those stations that are often affected, I would imagine, by supply problems.
My problem with that,
yeah.
We are now talking to what Uber specifically, and our recommendations are specific. So he wants to generalize. That's why I'm saying our recommendation to the department is that they provide Tuba police station with a generator. We can probably only summarize one time, but on this one, because we're talking purely Mtubatuba, we must just recommend that Mtubatuba be provided with a generator.
Well, the Cape Town, then we'll define it as a
well, I agree with my honorable member. It would be very difficult, although we know we have a police station as Mtubatuba, same condition. It would be very difficult for us to visit all the stations to make specific recommendations. So I think I want to align myself that Mtubatuba should be there, but we must add a rider to that. Those police stations which often have this similar problem must have generators. Then it covers us. Thanks.
We can say, because on these recommendations we are specific, we are dealing with Mtubatuba. We can say the department provides a generator to Mtubatuba and generators to all other stations in the same situation as Mtubatuba.
I would go with the evidence that for now we talk about Mtubatuba, because we have item 7, which now talks to all police stations that we visited. We can then add the yes that will apply to all police stations that have a similar challenge. I think it could then make sense at that stage.
Unless you are violating the labor relationship, we can talk about something vertical. A top steward representing a worker, and they are in this model. When the management offers to your money, has no problem. We leave it like that. We are not going to interfere with the
with the affairs of the management. And I'm saying, I thought that unless we violated the Labor Relations Act, can I be protected, please? I'm still on the unless the Labor Relations Act is specific and you can quote that clause. So we leave this how this management is running its own management. So this concern, to me, is unfounded. Thanks.
And Honorable Chukunga.
The part I wanted to, this is not a recommendation. That's the first thing, it's a concern. But at the same time, I don't want to get into that. When I talk to the police, you can't be both. You can't be a manager and a shop steward. It's conflict of interest. I mean, we had a very serious problem. That is why, even in defense, we lost cases because there are two people who are in both sides. If you want to In fact, I talked to the manager. They said, they don't have. I asked it around time. It was not answered, but they talked to me outside. They said, they don't have that situation. Because they have realized that it is a big source of problem. You can't be a manager and a software. It does not work like that. But I saw the matter which we must debate now because he represents the shop stewards and I represent management.
Shkolga?
Chairperson, I wouldn't move that we should drop out of this. I would probably say that we can recommend that the matter be looked into as to whether indeed it is in line with the acts or legislation and so on. I personally have a serious challenge with that. I think where it happens, management will always be in disarray. Because you have this somebody who, when he's supposed to manage, he wants to represent or he wants to be seen by his followers to be taking their side. It's a serious interest, conflict of interest problem where I've seen happening. I think we might have actually to, because we discussed it, we saw it, and we raised it, and we can actually recommend that the matter be looked into as to whether what we think is our concern is indeed logical and it is in line with the aim. But I also wanted to say on this one that the point that the funded post that had been vacant for 1 year and 7 months should be filled as soon as possible. I think we should say the portfolio committee recommend that it should be filled because we can't instruct, I think. So we can recommend that it should be filled.
No, sure. I'm just worried about if Mr. George doesn't want to talk about something else, and he talks so much about it, how he's going to talk about something when he does want to talk about it. No, in that last bullet, I think in order to address that issue, we should add another thing to say the committee recommends that this matter be looked into, and full stop.
No. Chairperson, I have a right to, if I'm a civil servant or a public servant, I have a right to affiliate to a union of my choice. That is my right. But it doesn't mean that I must then be a shop steward when I'm in the management. If that one is not a right. So the issue we are raising here is not that of affiliation. The issue is that of being a shop steward and a manager. And that is not in conflict with any law at all. We're not conflicting any law. Now we're talking about a position, a shop steward. But to be a member of whatever organization you want, NOSA, whatever, hostess, whatever you can, even if you're a manager. But to be a shop steward, that is where we have a challenge with, and that is our concern. And I think I also have a serious challenge with it.
I don't know why we're arguing the issue, but because by just saying the committee recommends that this be looked into, we're not taking sides either here nor there. So I think that's it's an unhealthy management practice. That's the bottom line, and I think that's what we're trying to say.
Cases.
Maliniki George, thank you. Chair, can I just point out, these are minutes. This is a reflection of what happened. It doesn't need a 20-minute debate to decide whether or not what happened should have happened, because it did happen. This is the conclusion, and this is what happened. So can we just go tick and move on, please?
Can I just remind that these are actually not minutes. This is actually a report that will be published in the ATC. So therefore, we have to be sure of what we're actually wanting to have in here, because it's going to get published. Honourable George?
No, I agree that
with Annelies, that the matter be looked at. But I think also the committee, we need to discuss the matter. Because this has serious consequences. You know, defense lost cases every time in court because it was fitting with Stuart.
I think let's not go into detailed discussion. Let's just raise what we want in the report.
Now I'm worried.
Anything else on page 6?
Yes. Says bullet point 3, section 13 stores. I'm on page 6 at the bottom, number 2, bullet point 3, it says section 13 stores. So we now have it phrased in 7 different ways, I think.
Look, Chair, can I make a suggestion? None of these are wrong. Can I make a suggestion that we just ask that the committee secretary is not there, just ask Nadia to specifically find out what is the correct version to use, and that we use it throughout all our minutes and all our reports.
Anything else from page 6? No, page 7. Nothing on page 7, page 8.
Chairperson, on proposals and recommendations, one detective should urgently reflect and determine as to why they were not embraced by the community. I don't know, but it doesn't sound, it's a recommendation that is, for me, doesn't make a lot of sense. I think it should be noted, but no, they said so. But how we put it as a recommendation, I think it's not. Then the second recommendation, it said I recommended that absenteeism of this magnitude as reflected above was unacceptable, and this would be forwarded to the national management. But also, we recommend that it should be investigated. And it would be forwarded to the national management for what? For investigation. I think so.
Mm-hmm.
Not like we are reporting to our fund, to the national management for. Investigation.
But Madam Chair, can't we say to take action? Because these are the facts which are given to us. And that's why we even ask for numbers. They told us that absenteeism is very high. People come to work, don't come to work. So we must must recommend the matter be taken for action. Not to investigate. We know it's a fact.
And the paragraph just underneath that regarding the cells, the committee proposed that I think probably we might have to be consistent as to whether we are proposing or recommending. I think recommending for me makes sense.
Yeah.
So we are recommending. That the matter should be resolved at the provincial level, and it will also be forwarded to the national level. And what will be forwarded to the national level? I don't know that. Is it the matter?
And the issue will be
resolved at the provincial level as well as national level. But I don't know. But for me, it doesn't make sense. And it will also be forwarded to the national level. We're not just forwarding to the national level. Honorable, page 9, last bullet and last sentence.
I think the issue here is that we actually did make a recommendation that the matter be brought under the attention of the management at the national level, from both correctional services side as well as SAPS. And I don't think we must simply remove that issue. Maybe it should just be phrased better. That matters should be resolved at a provincial level. The committee undertake to inform the national management of the SAP and correctional service of the issue. Something like that. Because it's, remember, it was the issues that came up throughout the police stations. It wasn't only this one where we had that problem. Maybe we should be generic about it and inform national, the relevant national bodies. And that can be the minister, the portfolio committee, as well as the different departments. Chair, I want to go back to the first bullet, if I may, if we solve this one. I'm not sure whether everyone's fine.
We can. You know, the only thing that irritates me about this would be to say, why must we be the ones who are informing them? I think they have to provide us with answers as to why it is happening. But maybe we can put it that way. But I don't know whether really it is us who should inform them. There should be no way. They needed to provide us with answers as to why it is happening when there is a cabinet agreement on the issue, which has taken at the level of national, not provinces. Honorable George was still the deputy minister then, so he knows about this resolution.
I think there is a need for us to inform, because it's us that found that. But I would add to the original change, inform and request an explanation from the national bodies. And solution to. Can I go back to the first bullet? Yeah. As I agree that the way that it's written, the, you know, it's really not a recommendation. It sounds like something out of a love story. But I don't think we must lose the fact either. So can I recommend that we rephrase it to say the committee recommends that the detectives urgently address the loss of trust between themselves and the community. That the committee recommends that the detectives urgently address the loss of trust between themselves and the community. Just 3.2 cells on page 10 to move over to page 11 as well.
Anything else on page 11? If not, then page 12.
Just one thing I had noted, I'm sorry I went out for a moment. Just on page 13, stock theft unit, I would have put capitals because it's a specific unit. It's mentioned three times on page 13. Apologies.
The catered area of Emang in the most cases during was moved to the high lying catered areas of Emang.
Okay.
It's on page 16, 4.8, the first big paragraph bullet point. It says stolen stock was moved to the high lying thicketed areas. It means it has big bushes.
Just on the recommendations again, the committee, the first bullet, the committee emphasized the importance of the CPF in combating lawlessness and recommends that funds and material support should be made available to it so that it can improve its performance. Then the second bullet, in the second line, should be considered as a serious matter and the committee recommends that it should be investigated further. And then I don't understand we prosecution, where it comes from. I think that needs to come out there. And the committee recommends that it should be investigated further.
Saying that weak prosecution will come up.
Yeah.
Deleted. Okay. Now, are we comfortable with the changes?
Chairperson, regarding the issue of negligent driving, disciplinary measures should be taken as quickly as possible. In this regard, the committee recommended that for any wrongdoing, there should be drastic consequences. Which I agree with, but I'm not, you know, unless we have read all this report, you're not sure about this driving, where it comes from. But maybe it is correct. But regarding the issue of negligent driving, that there is a case where in this report it was reported that there was some negligent driving. I don't know.
Would it not help to bring in the negligent driving of SAPS vehicles?
Maybe.
Okay.
Yes. Driving of SAP of sub vehicles. Yeah.
Because they did state that there was a problem in the prosecution. With prosecution where there was collusion between where the detectives involved and magistrates and prosecutors. So I don't know when we say we prosecution. Probably we must make a recommendation that the matter be looked at, but to take it away because it was important to us. It's part of the problems in that area, where there was collusion between the police, courts, prosecutors, everything, and which made it very difficult for completion of cases. Or proper conviction of people.
Speaking on this issue.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, Chair, we're not taking it away. We're just taking that last sentence away. If you read the first two lines, it's addressing exactly what Mr. George is raising. It says, corruption and collusion between the detectives and court officials should be considered as a serious matter, and the committee recommends that it should be investigated further. Then we just take away that sentence because it's a bit out of if that last sentence we're just taking away because the first sentence is already speaking to it.
Uncovered by honorable analyst.
You're not here tomorrow? Okay. So maybe what we must do at this stage is to wish you a safe and happy festive season of December and have a good rest. I think I can just say that we look forward to seeing you again next year.
And I know they said he's going to be here till midnight rather finishing than staying over, but apologies, but if you pulled the SAA up, it might happen again. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I hear that the CEO told you to take a hike and suggested reintroducing the site to the room, but then you could turn it away. Goodbye.
Okay, let's continue. Anything else on page 17? Okay, we move to page 18.
Thank you.
just a little more. I thought they said it's a mixture of ARVs and some gaga. Is it
all?
But they even mentioned gaga.
Marijuana is
it? What is it?
Marijuana
is.
Is it
yeah. Oh, okay.
But then surely it needs to be consistent. Because elsewhere in the paragraph it talks about dacha. So what do you... Yeah, and I don't know if that means it's dacha on its own, or part of this mixture. Not all that case. Are we happy with that paragraph then as it is?
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, I think you're right in terms of consistency. So we just need to decide whether it's either dacha or marijuana. I think dacha is the more well-known, so let's stick with dacha.
So we change marijuana to dacha?
But it also helped some of us.
Yeah.
Is 20?
It's 21. Was that not supposed to be part of the report?
Yeah, it was. I'm missing a whole paragraph.
I can't put it in the book. What
is
it?
Did
you tell me?
No.
Okay, page 21 finished, page 22.
Talking to the office of the provincial commissioner, because there are around about five people within the Provincial Commissioner's Office. Are you implying that this Provincial Commissioner means a person?
If we meant an office, rather I would say the cluster commander and the station commander should do it and report to or the provincial commission. But I'm just saying, if we're saying every month the provincial office must go and conduct inspection of Mpuma, of Kwamash every month, I'm not sure as to whether that is possible.
Probably the way it's written. In my view, there would be nothing wrong putting it there, especially if you take into consideration what Babanjobi is saying. But it should be for a particular period, not permanently. To say, because the situation at Gomash is at the moment is terrible. If you say for a particular period until things improve, then it would make sense.
Would it not help to say regular inspections?
Or use the word. Not specific. That's why I was asking Chukunga that by meaning provincial commissioner, are you saying to a person or are you talking to them? Because I was meaning that there are around about five people within the office of the provincial commissioner. Well, if we are therefore taking into account that we are not speaking to a particular person, because these cluster commanders, they can do the job, but if they are working together with the station commanders, and the provincial office does not know what is going on, then we have a problem again. But if we are not particularly dealing, if we are not saying the provincial commissioner, but the office of the provincial commissioner together with the cluster commanders in such and such a period, therefore we are not particularly saying Ms. Chikunga and station cluster commanders and so on and so on and so forth. In other words, you are putting a group of people together, and then one person in that group can be directed to do the job, not the really provincial commissioner as per se.
Yes, I would agree with Honorable my member there, that the office of the provincial commissioner, together with the cluster commander and the station, should have regular visits. You see, we accommodate every report regular, like you are saying, Chairperson, as you proposed, until the situation has subsided. Thanks.
Chairperson, I think we worry too much about that issue, because the issue is saying all the cluster commander. It's not saying it must be the provincial commissioner. It's saying the provincial commissioner or the cluster commander, together with the station commander. The one that it clearly states that must do this is the station commander. Should conduct, and I just want to say cluster commander, capital C's on both instances, together with the station commander, should conduct an inspection around the police station on a monthly basis until the situation has improved.
No, my suggestion, I'm covered by, I don't want us to take provincial commissioner or provincial commissioner's office. Because, you see, my understanding is that the cluster commander is already responsible for that thing. This thing is happening
under him.
So he's supposed to do that. That's why, because of the seriousness, the office, whether we say the office, the provincial commissioner, or the cluster, because the cluster commander is supposed to do the work in any way, and then we add that part that until the situation, I would even be, have been persuaded probably not to put monthly, but say regular, if we don't want to be specific.
Office of the cluster commander, the office of the provincial commissioner, or cluster commander.
And I just say, if we are going to do it that way, then we've got to say, or the cluster commander, because otherwise it is the office of the provincial chairperson, provincial commissioner, or the office of the cluster commander. What we're saying, it must be the cluster commander. So it's got to be or the cluster commander.
This next bullet point doesn't make sense to me. So we found on the basis that Kumasi was a large area, General and Tanjana told the committee that once the old police station was fully fledged by September 2010, more police officials would be deployed. Not sure what that means.
I don't think we must lose that paragraph, but what we should do with it is, as it is, just move it over to 5.7, because that's a comment that he made under human resources when we were discussing the issue. Because at some point we want to know whether this has actually happened. Has they got that extra staff that he promised? So if we put it under human resources as the next paragraph, under 5.7, then I don't think it's a problem. We're not losing it either. I think the Honourable George is actually correct, because that bullet and the next bullet is, we can actually have a next heading that says information, further information required, and put those two bullets under there, where it's the committee requested the report on the following, the funding for the CPS, etc., and then the next one, the ICD was requested to provide a report on how it was going to rectify the issue of the domestic violence register. So if we put that underneath a new heading, further information required.
We're asking for information on the funding of CPF. Somewhere we said they have to fund CPF as a recommendation. Are we not in conflict with what we are saying? We want information at the same time we're saying they must fund. In one of the reports, it's a recommendation that was recommending that they must fund CPF. But now we're saying we need information.
Honourable Chair, I think through you, we're funding for a report for funding for CPS. Sorry, mine also. The report for funding for CPS is more than just the issue of whether they fund it or not. It's how are they funded. And I think that is what we were requesting there, is how are they funded. In other words, we gave them 3,000 rand a month, and this is what they did with it, or we gave them nothing per month, and that's what they did. So I don't think we're in conflict. I think it is a report, like we would ask to come and report on the budget. You got this money, how did you use it? So that's basically what we requesting then. So I don't think it's in conflict with what we've agreed upon earlier.
Anything else on page 23?
Okay, On the last bullet, it says, in closing, the committee recommend that the apparent lack of discipline among members of the station had to be addressed. But that is our first recommendation. The committee discovered that there was a lack of discipline at the level of junior staff officials and indicated that needed to be addressed urgently. So I think it's a reputation. And then the committee further recommended the second bullet above that one. The committee further recommended that internal disciplinary measures were needed for the staff that persistently utilized the behavior that was not wrote with. Measures should be applied. I don't know. We need it. Should be applied for the staff that persistently utilized. But yeah, just wanted to say that. Thank you.
Yes. I'm saying only the last bullet because the usage of vehicles and roadworthy vehicle wasn't losing. That's thank
you. No, he's basically saying that the second last bullet point is not used. You mustn't delete anything, take it out.
Under 6.3 training, it was discovered that when students have completed their training, it's not as if we didn't know that. We know that students go to field training officers after they complete their basic service. I think if we want to make that statement again, then we just say, when students have completed their training, they are placed under the supervision of FTOs, rather than it was discovered that. Because the next sentence says, sometimes, however, they would be assigned to underperforming police stations. So it's an introductory sentence to the paragraph. It makes sense that it's there. But I just think that we haven't discovered it there. We knew it before the time. Again, the use of the word "it was discovered." I mean, it really—it's like Honourable Mulabasi's continues. I really think it's bad drafting. There was no librarian. They knew it.
And issues for consideration by Parliament. What does that mean? For consideration by Parliament. And then you see the committee raised its serious concern about the actuarial low level of detection and conviction rate for serious crimes in most stations. I don't believe it visited. And that should be considered by Parliament. Cannot.
Maybe the department. Because that's
If you read what the chapter is saying, then you read the first one. I think maybe the meaning, the department, the committee raised the seriousness of blah 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 crime in most stations. It should be the department, not the parliament. I'm not quite sure.
I just think we need to change the heading to summary of findings or something like that, because it's basically a summary of our findings. So it's just summary of findings or...
Thanks, Chair. This will go hand in hand with recommendations. Thanks.
I want to support
because that's what exactly what I wanted to propose, that write this a summary of findings by the committee. Because these are not recommendations, it's issues that we found, and I think that's good.
Summary of the findings. You can put it in the committee.
And then, Chairperson, I want to add bullet number one. For serious crimes in most stations, the committee visited or it visited. And then bullet number three, apart from human resources shortages, the shortages, detectives did not have sufficient vehicles, except for Guamashu. Because Guamashu, if you read the report, it didn't have that problem, but also I think we need to say that. And then, okay.
Anything else to the summary of findings?
I think Chapter 7, there are quite a number of other issues that are not covered in this list. For instance, the Domestic Violence Act register, it's not properly kept in all the police stations that we visited, and it's not there. It's an important issue, generally. I think maybe we might have to edit here. I was just trying to read first. I'm not sure whether there is an issue on stock theft, particularly units, because even if this was very apparent around the court, but from the information that we got, it told us that it surely is a problem that is widespread in the rural police stations. And I think it's important that we have it as a general issue as well in this summary. Because somebody might actually not read all this report, but just zoom into the summary. And I think it would be important that we try to add those things. But if you continue, Chairperson, on the next page.
Okay. I'm sorry that I'm good. 1, 2, 3, 4. Yes, 3, 25. Can somebody explain to me? Do we have? I think the paragraph. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Paragraph 5. It seems that this is concerned about two or three ideas in it. I'm not quite sure. The person is reading that paragraph. Does it mean? Is there anybody who understands what it's saying? Can somebody educate me on that one? There's got so many things in it.
The issue that the chairperson wrote, how are we going to address that? Just by adding a sentence to say there seems to be a problem in all rural stock-based units. And then I'm glad to see on the top of page 26 they are referring to the Honourable George's incident.
The police said if you look at Escort, I'm not sure whether that is stock theft. Because that's stock robbery. I mean, they said they come during the day, one person move around the village with a horse. The evening they come, the horse is in the next to the window with the firearm, and the other are taking the store. So that's not theft. The people of Emangui, they effectively it's robbery. We even said there, I don't know why it's not, we even said, because the police said at some stage it was difficult for them, why are they not also asking defense to assist them? Because they apparently, at the Mangwe, there's a forest where these people are literally staying there.
I want to agree with Honorable George that even those police officials who accompanied us to that tribal authority could not go into that area. So our recommendation should be to deploy the defense force people to go and help the poor police who are defenseless. Thank you, Chair. I would agree with my Honourable Mluleke that we deploy defense force there. Thank you.
That's why I did not
say we talked about it. You see, if you look at what's happening at that Mangwin and that other village, that area, the Utushis, the police have not done enough yet. Yeah, to necessitate the intervention. There are other police units which have not been deployed there, which to me would be the all what we need to say that something needs to be urgently done in the light of stock robbery, which is done openly and sometimes in broad daylight. But I don't believe that we can, because once you talk about deploying defense, you are actually suggesting that there is a serious crisis, which at the moment, my reading and my observation there that the police have not done enough yet. They have not resorted to all their forces.
I'm going to try and address the problem by drafting, and I've tried to address the issue by drafting another bullet that we can maybe put just underneath the bullet dealing with stock theft. That we say the changing character of stock theft need to be researched and appropriate strategies and policies developed. Because it is about the changing changing character. Normally in the past they would come in at night, nobody would know they're there, and they would leave. Here they come over daylight. I think in a way it also addresses the chairperson's problem that it's not only at Escort Police Station, but it's something that we find at other rural areas as well. So I'm suggesting that we add that, maybe change it a bit, but that our emphasis is on the changing character of stock theft. I'm trying to remember, but I think during the release of crime statistics, it was referred to as well, the fact that they are now, it's stock robbery. I think that's where the minister, if I'm not mistaken, actually used the word. So I think that if we put that in as an next bullet, extra bullet, we might cover the issue.
Chairperson, I think maybe of these issues that we are raising as a summary of findings by the portfolio committee, we need to say something about the DVA Register of State and the fact that even the record of DVA cases in most police stations is not up to date. I think it should be there. I think in case that and the issue of vacant posts that remain vacant for 2 years for whatever critical post was very apparent. I think we have got to make a statement on that one. I think also the issue of management of resources, because that's what we've spoken about, detectives related resources, but generally that is where you will have a vehicle which goes to one area two times, three times a day, ferrying this one, coming back 5 minutes, it goes out and so on, the records telling you nonsense. So I think that also must form part. But I also believe that we probably need to say something about sector policing. It not being properly implemented in most of the police stations, including Guamashu, which is a presidential police station. It's not fully implemented, good as we have the. So I think maybe we may agree that we need to take note of what is in the report and then just make some findings on those. The only thing I'm not sure of is whether we only talk about findings, but there are no recommendations. General
recommendations in this report. Should we leave it like that or what? I'm just asking. Chairperson, I think the way in which we have the summary findings, there are actually some recommendations in it as well. If you think, for instance, we talk about the stock safe unit at airport needs urgent attention. That's a recommendation in itself. There are others that I saw. I'm just trying to. There's a training for detectives. Was needed. You see, the issue is if we want recommendations separately, then we've got to go and sit and write recommendations for those now. And apart from us not having the time, we didn't really have. I think there are various recommendations throughout the report. That speaks to specific issues, and I almost feel we've got to limit ourselves to those. And then there are issues on this summary that are actually recommendations as well. The one that we've just agreed upon on the changing character of stop set, for instance, would be one. Allegations of corruption at Escort Police Station, collusion with justice officials, need further investigation. It's another one. The one on stock fake unit at Escort is another one. It's three. Urgent intervention about the CPS is another one. So I think there is a number of recommendations. Unless the chair, the honourable wants us to take them out and put them separately. I mean,
in fact, if you check on page 26, most are recommendations on page 26. Page 25, indeed, they are a summary of findings, if you actually check. So we can just move some of the things that I've raised to the summary of findings, and then we then say, these are other recommendations, because it is true that if you read the report, there will be recommendations that we have made. The only thing we can actually check is that we try as much to be broad now, not that much specific. Or we can actually take these recommendations back to the areas where they belong. I don't know. But if you check page 26, it's in the main about recommendations. If requires an urgent intervention, that will be a recommendation on page 26. But on page 25, it is a summary of findings. There aren't recommendations. So I was actually with you that under the summary of findings, we include these. And then we check as to whether we should have these recommendations here, or we take them to the areas, relevant areas, or we keep them there. We have to agree. But these, on page 26, for me, they are recommendations, then findings.
Make another suggestion, trying to accommodate this one, that we add those issues that the chairperson or that the Honourable Chikunga raised that we've missed. But I do see that we do have something on the sector policing on page 26 as well. But that instead of trying to split them now, and I don't think we must take them back to where they belong either, the recommendations, because some of them are more general in nature. And I think we specifically put them there because we believe that they are at more than one station as well. So why don't we extend our heading to say summary of findings and general recommendations? Then we know it embodies both of those. And general recommendations.
No, properly, if the Quran allows for tomorrow to carry on, why don't you carry on? Yes. Yes. Again, can I see this? We could read one. And once. So, what I want to say now is that let us allow those who are living to go and continue the business of the day until we finish these things, because we have corrected. And if we leave, we've got records. That is what I'm saying. Only three people are living, and the rest must continue with the work. Thank you.
That is a problem of transport. And in any way, if you look at the number of reports left, if there was one or two I would push also that we finish. But if you look at the number of reports, I think it is proper now to, because we're going to meet anyway tomorrow, it's clear. So I would say let us postpone, let's meet tomorrow at 9:30. No, not good.
Okay.
10 o'clock,
I think. Hold on. Can we have order? We're agreeing that we're going to adjourn now. And that we will, the committee will meet again tomorrow. The meeting time is at 9:30.
Yes.
It's in committee room 2, 90 Plain Street.
Yes.
Committee room 2, 90 Plain Street at 9:30. There are 5 reports that will be dealt with tomorrow morning. Okay. Honourable George?
Can I make a request? Because you don't mind me. Those people have
committed themselves to be here. It's important that they come, because already our quorum now is a little bit threatened. Any absence of one or two people would put us in jeopardy, and it would not be good.